Both Oregon and Washington state forestry departments had hoped to try out drones this summer to provide reconnaissance at wildfire scenes, but neither firefighting agency managed to pull it off. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports the plan is to try again next year.
State foresters in southern Oregon acquired a remote-controlled helicopter at the beginning of fire season, but discovered they couldn't legally fly it without pilot's licenses. Now a leader in the Northwest's unmanned aircraft industry has launched a separate project to develop a nighttime wildfire reconnaissance capability. Eric Simpkins of Bend, Oregon, says he's lined up four drone providers willing to donate flight time to demonstrate the new technology for wildfires.
Because fires do change during the night. Winds come up, move the fires a lot. It's very hard for fire managers to know what's going on during the hours of darkness. And it inhibits their ability to get a quick start the next morning.
Simpkins spoke at an industry conference in Warm Springs, Oregon. This past July, Washington's Department of Natural Resources got emergency approval from the Federal Aviation Administration to deploy a drone at a wildfire north of Wenatchee. But the experiment was scrubbed at the last minute. A state spokesman says they want to try again next summer on a tamer wildfire. I'm Tom Bonsi in Warm Springs, Oregon.